Obritzky, Narcis Tadeusz. The Pole Narcis Tadeusz Obritzky was deported to Auschwitz on the 13th of May 1943. In December 1946, he signed an affidavit about his time there. In it, he described the structure of Crematoria 2 and 3 rather accurately. But there are some peculiarities of his testimony, for which he relied exclusively on camp rumors. The victims were given towels and soap before entering the gas chamber. This most certainly would never have happened, considering the mess it would have created, and the effort necessary to retrieve and clean these items afterwards. In addition, no one takes towels into a shower. He claimed the alleged gas chamber was equipped with fake showers, when indeed there were real showers in that basement room. The poison gas was allegedly administered by launching a cartridge from the outside, rather than by pouring a can of it through some opening, as the orthodoxy has it. There were 5 furnaces with 5 openings each, although Crematoria 2 and 3 had 5 triple muffle furnaces. 2 corpses were loaded into 1 muffle at a time, whereas these muffles were designed for only 1 corpse. Although loading 2 would have been physically possible, it wouldn't have had much of an advantage, if any. 5 million Jews were cremated in the crematoria and on the pyres, 1 million more than the Soviets' atrocity lie, and 4 million more than today's mainstream narrative. The crematorium staff was liquidated every 3 months. This is the echo of a rumor proven false by the many survivors of this staff. These crematorium staff members slated for murder were gassed at a facility in Gliwice, today's Gliwice, where no such facility existed. That's a lie invented by Michał Kula, and as such we see here another convergence of evidence on a lie. For details, see Metonio 2021, pages 393 to 395.